You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan State University and Wayne State University are among the latest schools to stop requiring algebra for all students. Some students, such as engineering and other STEM students, will still have to take algebra and a lot of other math. But if you're a history major or an English major, for example, algebra might not be required. To talk about that, we got a hold of Vince Melfi. He's an associate professor in the Department of Statistics and Probability at the Program in Mathematics and Education at Michigan State University. So what's the reason behind dropping the algebra requirement at MSU?
Well, I would kind of phrase it somewhat differently. It's kind of modifying the requirement since the courses that students can take will still involve algebra. But you know, the reasoning is that students in majors such as engineering or physics or economics need a solid understanding of traditional mathematical areas like calculus and linear algebra. But other majors, for example, history, journalism, things like that, are different in some important ways. One is that typically advanced courses in the major aren't very quantitative in nature, and so the university requirements are going to typically provide the main exposure to mathematical sciences for those students. And so it's really important that those courses provide not only technical skills, but also examples of mathematics applied to real-world problems. And then in addition, in those majors, rather than calculus, those students are really well served by learning tools that help them understand and work with data to be able to make decisions when uncertainty is present, as is true in lots of the real-world contexts that they'd be working in.
I want to pursue that a little bit because, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, yeah, I took algebra. I've never used it since. But, you know, if there are 8 slices for each pizza and you've got 22 kids and you want to make sure each kid gets 3 slices, you've got to solve for X. Or if you're buying a car and one dealer offers 2% off, another offers $1,500, you've got to use algebra to determine which is the better deal. This is everyday life where, you know, you might be an English major or an engineer, but you should be, as a college-educated person, considered well-educated. How can they be if they don't have some algebra?
Oh, no disagreement here. And as I said, the new courses will, in fact, involve algebra, but will also have, for example, more data analysis, more probability modeling. So one of the guiding principles behind the courses we developed here is that the real-world context, and there I'm thinking of things like health and risk or politics and voting or finance and economics, really drives the development of the mathematical tools rather than the typical sort of, I mean, what you were talking about, sort of story problems, and sort of the way people think of those is, yeah, I learn all of this algebra and then I get these, you know, 4 kind of crazy and unrealistic story problems about pizza, and that's the connection with the real world. And in our courses, we start with a real world context. So maybe we start with, for example, screening for breast cancer or screening for HIV, and based on that context, we develop the mathematics. And then come back to the context and really emphasize that mathematics is only part of what you need to understand in order to really address the questions. You know, should I be screened? Should society be paying for screening? You know, that's one of the real distinctions between what we're trying to do here and what typically happens in an algebra class.
It was suggested that this has to do with college-age students not getting sufficient math skills in high school, and that's why these kinds of changes are being made at universities or dropping algebra requirements. Is that a factor?
No, I don't think it's a factor. Typically, students in Michigan have taken algebra in high school, and so they come in with reasonably strong skills in algebra, and we were really focused on what the next step should be. And so if you're going to major in engineering, then the next step is to really solidify those algebra skills so that you can then go on to take calculus where those algebra skills really are quite important. If you're majoring in a different discipline where data are more important, then you can use those algebra skills to learn about statistics or to learn about probability modeling, and not focus so much on just improving your procedural skills in algebra.
Now, we'll follow it up with, I saw in a news story that part of what was behind that was that MSU students, and I assume students at other universities, have a hard time passing college algebra. Was that a factor in this decision to offer these other courses?
It is true that students here and at many institutions struggle with college algebra, and part of that is the relevance question, right? Because algebra, as it is often taught, is taught as a more abstract mathematical discipline, and especially students who aren't majoring in an area where they'll be using algebra in their major wonder why they are learning these topics. And in addition, algebra, as developed, was a discipline to solve real-world problems. And we've, to some extent, gotten away from that in the way we teach algebra, both in high school and in college.
Are universities around the world doing this, or is this just an American phenomenon?
There is more focus on topics like data and reasoning with uncertainty worldwide. In fact, I was just reading a monograph written by two distinguished French mathematicians, and they were talking about sort of which areas of mathematics they thought were most important for what they called mathematical culture, and they were really talking about you know, what they thought an educated citizen should know. And they emphasized probability modeling and reasoning with uncertainty as really the area that they thought people were weakest in and really needed to know in order to kind of function in the modern world.
So you're saying it is something that other universities...
It is not just an American phenomenon.
Right.
Yes.
We've been talking with Vince Melfi. He's a math professor at Michigan State University. We've been talking about dropping the requirement for algebra, but requiring other kinds of math that might work in the real world for students. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.